Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roadshow season is officially underway, and we are in Brattleboro, Vermont. Woo! I have not spent a lot of time in Vermont. It's beautiful up here. It's
stunning.
Cold. It's cold. What's the current temperature?
It feels like 29 outside.
It's cold, wow. but beautiful. And we got a lot to get to on this morning's show. By the way, Courtney is flexing Monday.
Yeah.
Andrew Razor Raycroft will join us, and we will talk a lot of Bruins on Monday. Also on Monday's show, Gerard Mayo will join us, and we'll talk about Drake May and other things once the draft is over on Monday with Gerard Mayo.
Jealous. Those are two very handsome men that you have on the show on Monday.
Yes, yeah, you're going to miss that.
And at 8, we're going to play Name the Continent with Razor.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Oh, all right.
Our first time going since
relatable.
The wedding. Yeah, well, I'm going to go pay respect to the room that you had at the inn.
Oh, God.
I think they have a plaque on the door or something.
There you go.
Yeah, it says shortest conquest.
Multiple.
All right, well, we'll miss you, but Razor will do a good job here Monday morning. In the meantime, we're going to get to guest leads coming up at 7:20. Hopefully you all brought a lead with you. And I have some really cool gifts for you if you have the best guest lead this morning. So we'll do that coming up at 7:20. But right now it is time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Are we starting with Drake May?
Let's start with Drake May. Let's hear from Drake May. This was Drake May meeting with the media following his selection by the New England Patriots.
People think of the New England Patriots and they think of quarterback. They think of Tom Brady. What do you think of Tom Brady and following in his footsteps now?
Yeah, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Now, it's easy to say that. He's the best that ever played this game. I'm not going to be Tom Brady, so I'm just going to try to be Drake May. And from there, I'm just trying to learn from him, hopefully get to know him a little bit. And other than that, just try to soak it up and be a sponge and try to learn all I can from him. And he's the man in that town.
All right.
Okay.
Here's why I think it'll be different with Drake May. No Bill Belichick. Honestly. I played
how
for Bill.
How soon they turn.
Right. No, I'm not turning on Bill. I played for Bill.
Yeah.
But I'm built different mentally. Some guys, like we saw with Mac, are just not built that way.
Do you feel like Drake May is built like Mac Jones?
No.
You have to be worried about him mentally?
No, but what I'm saying is you don't have to worry about Bill maybe getting into his head and then making him basically a puddle up there. Brady was able to do it because Brady's from a different era.
But Bill didn't do that to Bailey Zappi. He didn't do that to Cam Newton. It's about the quarterback. It's not about the coach.
But Bailey Zappi didn't have the talent that Mac Jones had or that Drake May has.
Okay, what about Cam Newton?
What? Cam Newton was that kind of – I think Bill coached Cam differently, right? Bill rode Mac Jones. But Mac Jones, he couldn't take that.
Did he need it? In hindsight, did he need it?
Did Mac Jones need it?
Yes.
I would say that maybe Bill, if you were to take sit there with Bill and go, did you ride Mac the right way? He might have said, maybe I do things a little bit differently.
The reason the Patriots took the third overall pick at a quarterback position is because Bill Belichick hired Joe Judge and Matt Patricia to coach the offense. Nobody was talking about the relationship between Bill Belichick and Mac Jones after his rookie season. We cite it all the time. After off-season workouts, Bill Belichick said he has made, quote, dramatic improvement,
unquote.
He was
gushing about him.
The second Mac went outside the family relating to the coaching he was getting, Bill coached him differently.
You don't have to worry about that with Drake May.
But that's what I'm saying is that we didn't worry about it with Mac Jones until Bill Belichick made the biggest error he made outside of letting the greatest quarterback walk, was bringing those guys in to coach.
You don't know that you don't have to worry about that with Drake May because you have Alex Van Pelt as your offensive coordinator.
But do you think those guys...
He may get just as frustrated as Mac Jones did.
Okay, that you might be right about that, but I don't know because I don't know Alex Van Pelt as a coach. I'm just going based off of what we've talked with Gerard Mayo. Do you feel like mentally, just for players, that it's going to be more grueling mentally in the way Gerard coaches
or Bill?
Right.
100%.
So I think when you look at it, Gerard is going to be...
No, he's going to be a touchy-feely Mike McDaniel kind of guy.
And that's
which
what
I guess you have to be now in the NFL.
And that's why I think that...
In the workplace.
Yeah, right. And that's why I think, Greg, that with a guy like Drake May, or even if it was Mac Jones, that's something you don't have to worry about with Drake May.
We live in a world, unfortunately, where the Emerson College students who were kicked out of their pro-Palestine encampment... They had grief counselors waiting for them at Emerson College when they got back there yesterday.
Right.
So
imagine.
Will they have a grief counselor for Drake May in case he loses game one?
They'll have it.
They will? Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, you guys mentioned Bill Belichick. Why don't we hear from Bill Belichick and his breakdown of Drake May film?
Well, again, a very talented kid, good size, runs well, has a good arm. Just he hasn't played very much. He really doesn't have a lot of experience, and he makes some big plays like this. This is an amazing play where he kind of throws going backwards, puts the ball right on the money.
Whoa.
And those are the highlight plays that you really like from May. You know, this is one where he just doesn't really finish the play. You know, he's got, you know, double coverage here on the slot receiver. He's got guys open inside and outside of the and just throws it into double coverage. So again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages. This is a really good throw here he makes. This is, you know, the in cut here. He really drives the ball.
Rocket arm.
That's a nice play. This is a kid that can make all the throws. He just needs to be more consistent. We got to hit him. And, again, kind of, I'd say, too quick to scramble and get out of the pocket. Of all the quarterbacks, he was the lowest rated in the pocket thrower.
Whoa.
But you can see right here, he can definitely do it. That's a good throw against cover two on that corner route behind the corner. So,
freak athlete.
So imagine if Bill coached like that.
Could you not listen? Could you not listen to Bill do that all day long?
Yeah.
All
could.
Night long? I mean,
at lowest rated quarterback in the pocket.
But then says, but he can do it.
Right. But imagine if Bill.
Right, because he catches himself. He's like, I'm being a little too harsh right
but
now.
But imagine if Bill coached, or for these players today, like with that personality.
Yeah.
But that's not how Bill is when he's coaching. He's not like, well, you know what? Right here, you just got to make that play. You got to drive your feet.
Could you imagine,
God damn it, Drake. I can get any schmuck from Walpole High School to do this effing crap.
Yeah.
How the hell, you know? And so now Drake's like a puddle in his head where he's not going to have to deal with those type of mental mental mind games.
But, Bill, I'll ask you and the professor. Bill is down on his footwork.
Yes.
So
that could be fixed.
Yeah,
that's
100% fixable.
One thing, though, and we won't get to see it, but watching the draft, I would have paid good money to see Bill for one season coach Caleb Williams because you want to talk about an awful match. That guy had this bitter beer face on the whole time. He looked miserable. Why was he so – what was his problem last night?
He's going to the Bears. Yeah, would you be miserable? Yeah,
exactly.
That team is low-key really good too, though. Yeah. Like, their roster is really good now.
I don't know. I don't know anything about, you know, how he'll do, but he did not help himself last night.
He gives douche canoe energy.
Really?
Yeah.
It was
bizarre.
I don't understand
it. But a great suit.
He's like, Chicago. He's probably thinking, like, damn, look what they did to Justin Fields.
Well,
I'm next.
Molly McGrath asked him after, you know, you wanted to win the Heisman. You wanted to go number one overall. What's your next goal? And he's like, meeting my players, getting their names right, and meeting their families. I'm like, okay, that's cute.
Oh, that's nice.
All right,
what's next, Sean?
Next, let's hear from the guy we're going to talk to on Monday. This was Jerod Mayo, who met with the media following the Drake May pick and talked about if everyone in the organization was okay with taking Drake May at number three.
Jerod, would you say that you had to be convinced not to take Drake? I mean, I think you guys still had time on the clock. You didn't let it go all the way down when you made the pick, right?
I mean, look, we had time to think through the process. We went through various scenarios with the coaches and scouts, you know, even going back to the collaborative approach that we did this time. And I would say the organization was happy with Drake at three. So.
Yeah. Who made that? Who had the final say in that pick, in your mind?
I mean,
Robert Kraft.
Now this
Robert,
saying,
not Jonathan.
Or I mean, sorry, the Krafts. Yeah.
The two of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think Elliot Wolf, and that's who he wanted to pick, and he went through them. But if Elliot Wolf isn't under contract as the GM yet, so until he has that and he signs his new deal, then he's basically, if he doesn't do the bidding of the Krafts, then he's going to be out of work.
Yeah. I think they said we need a quarterback. What's the order of the way we're ranking these quarterbacks to Elliot Wolf and his front office staff? And they might have probably said, hey, it's Caleb, it's Jaden, and it's Drake. And then they say, okay, well, guess what? Unless you can get an absolute haul, you're taking Drake May if he's that third guy there. And I think that's ultimately what went
down. I mean, that's pretty much the order that everybody other than Shime had.
Yes.
Heading into the draft.
You know what's really frustrating, though? Anybody that, like, if you're doing a collaborative approach, you don't need to tell everybody. It's collaborative. Like, the way they say that, it's like they're checking off key words.
No, they're
like
taking shots at Bill. They're still taking shots at Bill. They say that to take a shot at Bill Belichick. It's weird.
It's very odd.
Like, he's gone. He's on the McAfee show. Like, give him a break.
I look forward to talking to Mayo Monday.
All right. We're in Brattleboro, Vermont, with a bunch of incredible listeners. Came out this morning. Love to see you before 10. Coming up, we'll get your guest leads here at the Stone Church in Brattleboro. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Patriots draft Drake May with their third pick of the 2024 NFL Draft. Let's go through the top five. The Bears took Caleb Williams. The Commanders took Jaden Daniels. The Pats with Drake. The Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. And the Chargers took Joe Alt. Hate to do this again, but for those keeping track at home, if you missed the first trending, Shime went 2-4-5 of those top five, and those two were the only ones that hit in the first round.
Quickly, at least we didn't get zero.
Okay.
What about any of your previous 34 mocks? Did you get it right?
Those don't count, as we've already established. They don't count, so we're not even gonna address them. Greg, it's fine.
And you'll be submitting your mock for a rating at some point, I would assume.
Oh, absolutely. Always.
What organization is the International Organization of Mocks? Is that where you see
it? I know it's the Herc scoring.
Okay, the Herc score. All right. What do you think your Herc is going to be?
Probably lower than last year's, so I would guess somewhere around 18 or 19.
Okay.
All right.
Is it scale of 1 to 100, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, so like it's on a scale of 1 to 100. You get credit for having certain players like in the first round, even if you put them with the wrong team and stuff like that.
What do you get? Do you get a pen or something, like a logoed pen, ink-filled?
No, just an imaginary title that says you're the best.
Okay.
All righty.
Moving on, the Red Sox.
That goes along with your imaginary friends. All right.
I have a lot of them, so I need
imaginary draft mock draft friends. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Red Sox fell to the Guardians in the series finale. 6-4 was the final after Cleveland jumped out to a 5-run lead in the bottom of the second. They're now back home with the Cubs in town today. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. No playoff games tonight. Tomorrow, the Celtics are in Miami to take on the Heat in Game 3. They're tied at 1-1. Tip is at 6. And then the Bruins are in Toronto, up one game on the Maple Leafs. Game 4 puck drop is at 8. And Wiggy, it's not going to be 4 and out for the Knicks. Philly gets a win over them last night.
Right.
Joel Embiid goes off for 50.
Right. Well, guess who will be 1 and done? It'll be LeBron, it looks like. Mm. Looks like the brooms are coming out.
Yep.
So is he there next season?
I think if you're LeBron and you really want to, like, win another championship.
And play with Bronny.
I know he wants to probably play with Bronny, but I feel like he wants to be more of, I'm the greatest of all time. And in order to do that, you got to have championships to have people have the conversation to go against Jordan. It's not going to be in L.A. He's got to set himself up. Maybe he goes to Golden State. I know there was a little talking about him and Steph Curry playing together. He's got to do something if he wants to win another chip.
Yeah.
Well, do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 39 degrees back home with sunny skies. Afternoon high, a gorgeous sunny 55.
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont. Guest leads. I hope you brought a guest lead. We'll give you a minute, minute and a half, couple minutes. We'll get to those coming up next on Roadshow number 1 from the Stone Church in Brattleboro.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Missing out, dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
Well, it's Roadshow number 1 from Brattleboro, Vermont. And Chime, you're great job. We can't be in Brattleboro, Vermont and not play that song as a rejoin. So thanks for being here this morning. Great crowd. There's even a sign. Look at that. We drove 75 miles in, I can't read it because I'm old, in our 18-wheeler to get to Vermont. Look at that. We know it's nuts. That's a great sign.
A+.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable.
It's pink, too.
Okay.
Where's Ken? Where's Ken Laird? We need one of those WEI trucker hats for the pickup, for the gas-guzzling pickup truck. What? They're not in yet?
What else?
Tell me we had trucker hats to get?
Jeez.
All right, round of applause for the bland man.
Great outfit, Ken.
Balls, Mike.
Great outfit.
Ken, you look great.
The next step for the road shows for next year, we do a game day level bring your own sign, like it's college game day.
Okay.
So everybody's got to bring in like some poster board.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. They might be the first.
Yeah.
Right?
You know?
There you go.
Well
remember
done. What it did for college football.
All right. Well, we're going to try guest leads. So hopefully some of you brought a lead, and we'll give you a minute or two here. The microphone is right there. Step right up if you have a lead. It's I mean, it's where the Patriots made the pick of a century, good or bad. So we certainly want your feedback on Drake May and on any and all things. And you, sir, can go first. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
What's your name?
Jim. I'm from Jamaica, Vermont. So okay. Brattleboro is kind of like the big metropolis for me. So it's nice to get away to the city.
The city of Brattleboro, there's 100 people in, and Jamaica has 10 or whatever.
Me and my neighbor.
Okay.
Wagwan, man.
Not that Jamaica.
Yes. All right. Your guest lead this morning?
Well, first off, Curtis, congratulations on 8 years.
Woo!
That's awesome. I'm Jim. I love that you have a son named James, and when he says Wiggy shows, nothing better. Now to my lead. What were the Patriots doing this whole free agency season? If they need to build a supposed ecosystem and they had a plan to get a quarterback at number 3, why weren't you going out and spend that little bit of extra money on Calvin Ridley? Why weren't you going out and getting that offensive lineman? You'd already have some other pieces around him, and you'd already have this ecosystem going. So it's great that they did what they did last night, but what were they doing the last 4 months?
That's a great lead.
Excellent
lead. Round of applause.
Well, Calvin Ridley's girlfriend slash wife didn't want to
come. Ridley, so.
Yeah, there he is. What I can't wait to talk to Mayo about is why they choose to make the job more difficult. Like, it's already really hard. Like, the 49ers have done it about as well as you can. And they still haven't won it. They've been to 2 Super Bowls. They've been to an NFC Championship. They haven't won a championship. So you look at this roster, the bare minimum was to spend and get a couple of overpriced free agents in here because you have the money, you have the cap room if you still believe in that nonsense, and then you're able to draft and continue to build something. Gerard's
I don't think they can. I don't think it's spending. I don't think free agents want to come here.
It's more than that.
It's all about
money. Wiggy,
I'm not buying that one.
You always say it's just about the money, and I understand that. But it's not just about the money when you're looking at a place that you don't think – you're going to a franchise that you don't think is going to be successful in the next 5 years, and you got to live in Attleboro.
Wait a second. Answer me this.
No disrespect to North or South Attleboro.
Where'd Calvin Ridley go?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do they look like they're going to win in the next 4 to 5 years? No. Their quarterback's Will Levis. What do they have over there when you look at
– So what do you think
And not
was?
To mention Morgan Wallen's chucking chairs off of buildings.
So do you think it was just the money?
They don't want to spend money.
You don't.
It's the bottom line. The Patriots don't want to spend money. That's a great lead when you think about it. They didn't go after no offensive lineman. We talked about, Tyron Smith? Tyron Smith, the left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. They did not want to spend money. Even if we talked about Calvin Ridley was out there, we talked about Mike Evans was out there. They did not want to spend money. It has nothing to do with the place because guys are going to play in places like Tennessee, Jacksonville, if you're willing to give them the bread. And it seems like, and I can't wait to ask Mayo, like, other than your own free agents, where was the big splash from other team free agents that we all thought you were going to bring in?
We knew this was going to be an issue because they don't even have to just give them the same amount of cash. They need to give them a bit more for that millionaire's tax situation. So for Calvin Ridley, if your wife, girlfriend is saying to you, no, I don't want to go to New England, if you're getting the money there, you're saying, hey, babe, no, you're going to be fine in New England. I don't care if it's cold because we're making a ton of money.
And there's also not only the millionaire's tax, but there's the package delivery tax and the Uber and Lyft tax.
Maybe they heard about Tibbetts Nut and they were like, I don't know.
There's a new toll that's going to be in place when you drive to Foxborough.
But it's also, you look at Nashville, we went there for the Greg Hill Foundation. Fun town, great place, really, really good brisket. But Boston's a better city than Nashville. I mean,
I don't know. I've never been to Nashville.
I mean, but it's not like you're playing in Appleton, Wisconsin.
If I'm an NFL player, I think I'm choosing Nashville over Boston.
Probably.
Like Nashville
But it's really it's always about the money when you're looking at these guys. And everybody says Marvin Harrison. That's great. But yet next year, if they're not willing to spend 50 something million in guaranteed money on Calvin Ridley in the life of his contract, you think they're willing to spend $50 million a year on Dak Prescott?
No.
So think about how much money they're going to have to guarantee Dak. If Kirk Cousins got $100 million, I believe it was $100 million guaranteed, coming off an Achilles at 36 or 37 years old, what do you think Dak Prescott's going to get on the open market as a free agent?
Maybe you can get Kirk Cousins because he's pissed now.
Yeah, but you got to pay him. Are they going to – and see, that's the thing. Are you willing to pay these guys that are going to make your offense a little bit easier for a guy like Drake May?
All right, up next, guest. Ooh, look, it's Neil. A round of applause. Neil,
how you doing?
And I have to issue a correction. I said that Neil was 85 during yesterday's show. He's 83.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I'm
aged him.
Oh,
yes.
Geez.
Well, you look great.
He rides his bike to every road show and has done that in all 3 years of road shows.
And
so.
I need a life. But anyway, where's my award?
Oh, yeah. We promised him something, Ken. We were going to give him a warm bag of Monica Tibbetts nuts.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those? You don't?
Dry roasted.
all right. Do you have a lead?
It's just concerning how I talked to people last night at the poorhouse, and it's amazing listening to you guys for so many years. It's almost like, you know, I asked Ken, how old's your daughter? And I was 7. And, you know, just the stuff we hear every day. James, I've met him at the roadshow in Boston. Sweetheart. Thank God he doesn't look like Kurt.
Yeah. You know? Looks like the mailman.
I love that line you used yesterday with Costas. What
yes.
was it?
About whether his wife, no, whether they thought it would, he, the
are you
look
looking
like
forward,
him
no, the, that, the is father? He looking forward to meeting the father?
That's what it was, yeah.
No, you said, is
no,
he
is
look,
he going to look like yeah. you or the yeah.
or
the father?
The father. Oh, sorry. Yes. Classic. I used that a couple times yesterday. But you guys are fabulous, and I just enjoy every you know, it's like wake up every morning with all you guys, you know.
Oh, well, we love waking up with you.
Round of applause, Neil.
We love you, Neil.
God
Thank
bless.
You, Neil. All right, step right up. This is your moment here. There's got to be another guest lead or two here in the building. It's open mic. Anything you want to – yes, sir. Step right up there. What's your name?
My name's Charlie.
Where are you from, Charlie?
Okemo Mountain, Ludlow, Vermont.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay. Huh? All right. Nice. A lot of skiing up here. Beautiful
exactly.
skiing.
Exactly. Yes, and we want to invite you guys up there.
We'd love to. We should do a snow show at Okemo.
Yeah.
We would love to do that.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. Is that it? That's your lead?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I was just my lead is I'm wondering what you guys are thinking about the Celtics. Are we worried?
I'm not worried. I think that was what you said yesterday, a slap in the face for them. Mm-hmm. I think that I stand by that. I think Joe Mazzulla made a massive mistake taking Jaylen Brown out of that, but I think that they come out hot tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't think Miami hits another 23 three-pointers in a game in this series. A
lot of blowback on my guy, Pete Pritch.
Yeah, he had a tough one.
He didn't even take a shot.
No, and he turned the ball over.
Porzingis was a no-show. He's got to shoot more. I think he went 1-for-9. The biggest thing with the Celtics is if you watch that game, it looked like they go, we could just turn it on in the fourth quarter and beat Miami. But Miami, you know, because of the basketball gods, every three-pointer was falling from everybody who was shooting them. So I think that's their wake-up call to go, okay, we can't just turn it on just in case they have another night where
I don't know. I see,
goes.
Like, on social media and stuff, I see fans who are pissed that they felt like they should have responded more when at Caleb Martin or whatever.
It's kind of.
You think that was an issue?
No, it's kind of like the whole Ryan Reeves stuff and everything. It's like, why get into that when they're just looking for a response that can then, you know, penalize you.
But let's go back to what we said after game one. We played the Code Red audio from Scal. we all sat there like, what an idiot, the Heat. They're going after this giant. They're poking the bear. And then the next night, the Celtics don't even show up.
Right.
And then Forsberg had a great column at NBC Sports Boston where he noted that I think 20 shots from three, they do these grading about distance from the shooter defensively.
They didn't close out.
They didn't close out at all. There was they had the 20 wide open 3-point attempts in the game. Meaning
that's on Joe Mazzulla.
Well, of course it is. And that's what I'm like. If you're going to say that the team was attacked or provoked at the end of game one, a game they dominated, how do you no show in game two? Mm-hmm. And so I think the Celtics are going to win by double digits tonight. I think they're only like 9-point favorites, which seems low.
Well, they were 14 the other night.
I know, I picked them to win.
Saturday night, tomorrow night.
I've been on this like shime run right now where I can't do anything right. But I think they win tomorrow night. I have to imagine they're going to win that game going away.
Shime, where are you betting?
I'm just going to bet on the Celtics every single time, no matter what.
I'm just worried that if they can't roll past the Heat, how are they going to do when they go up against
West?
They will.
Yeah. The Heat's a team that shoots 35% from three-point land during the whole season. They shot 53% the other night. Which
everybody gets one.
Yeah, they're not going to do that again.
They're not going to do that again. And Porzingis is not going to have another night where he goes 1-for-9. I think he had like 4 or 5 points. So I think it's a good slap in the face for them to go, we have to now, if we want to show that we're the best team in the NBA, we can't have these lulls where we're just, you know what, they don't hit three-pointers, so we're not going to close out. They got to do all the extra things, and if they do that, it'll be a gentleman's sweep.
Great lead. Good job. All right.
Okemo.
All right. Were you looking to get – step right up. Good morning.
Form a line like in the office.
Right. What's going on? What's your name?
My name's Dwight's John. Got a shirt guy.
What is it?
My name's John. I'm from across the river in Hinsdale, New Hampshire.
Excellent. Thanks for coming out this morning. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Your lead?
My lead is a suggestion for a snow show.
Yeah,
One of my favorite segments you guys do is when you take Wiggy and put him in something that's out of his element, like he went skiing this year.
Yeah, right.
It's just hilarious. And
brevity, that's another thing that's out of his element.
Right.
I know you have a shack.
I don't know what brevity means, right. But
we'll throw in a thesaurus.
I know you have a shack in Maine.
Yeah.
I have a shack in northern New Hampshire, and I'm an avid snowmobiler. So my suggestion would be to maybe take Wiggy snowmobiling.
Oh,
see now,
Wiggy, have you ever been snowmobiling?
I have been snowmobiling.
Is there room on the back for him?
Yeah, no.
They do have two-seaters, but it'd be tough to squeeze Wiggy on.
Yeah, I like to drive.
He likes to ride B.
I don't like to ride, bitch. No. I've done snowmobiling before in Minnesota over frozen lakes.
I know how
to drive dirt bikes.
You got
to
go up a mountain, though, side by side.
I'm not going crazy, let's be honest.
No, I think you got to go up a mountain.
No, I'm not going up a mountain.
Didn't you, Courtney?
I did in Stratton. Yeah. I did in Stratton this past winter, right. And it is scarier than you expect, but I think you could do it.
No, I'm not going up the mountain, and then, God forbid, the snowmobile falls on me. I'm not dying on the side of a mountain snowmobile.
You'd be amazed at the inclines that you can climb up a mountain to a fire tower or something.
Flat ice as fast as I can go.
Yeah, we'll incorporate that. I think we want to do a couple snow shows in the winter. We did.
Well, we have some fantastic trails in northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire. We don't get that much snow down here anymore. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, we snowmobiled like crazy around this area, state parks and everything.
All right, awesome.
Up there they have rentals. So it'd be great to have you guys take them snowmobiling.
We'd love to do it.
Let's do it. I'm down.
We're getting up. We're getting closer. One more. We got one more. Either one of you guys, whichever.
Hey.
Or yes. That's fine. Yes.
How's it going, man?
Hey, what's your name?
Chris.
Chris. Truck. By the way, Chris gave me the shirt.
Yep.
I was going to say, it makes you look swole.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah, I love it.
I have a quick lead. I know you guys are going to go to a break. I completely agree with Curtis. I don't like Drake May at all. I really wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. there. The Patriots needed the stars like so badly in New England, and they could have built it around him. So,
amen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Chris wearing the Jason Tatum twos, I believe. Those sneakers are sick.
Round of applause for all the guest leads.
Woo!
We have to pick a winner. What was your favorite lead out of those?
Mine would be the first one.
I think so, too.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim. We have a really cool Greg Hill Roadshow custom logoed cornhole board. From the original corn pole people. Can you give them a round of applause for that?
All right. Good job,
Ken. Cool.
He's our own corn pole.
Yes. And Ken is displaying, if you could, Ken, the original corn pole.
Vanna's never been whiter.
That eliminates – this is how lazy we are in America. It eliminates the need to bend over and pick your cornhole bags up.
God bless.
Look at that. Isn't
that
amazing?
The type of cornhole I
innovation,
play.
Entrepreneurship. Look at that. You don't have to move at all. Nope. You just stand there and use that pole to pick up your bags.
A stationary game gets more lazy.
Awesome prize. We'll give that to Jim. It was
all right, Jim.
All right.
Good job, Jim.
All right, up next, before you get into the shower this morning, science says not so fast.
Yep.
And we'll get to that news and the rest of the news with Courtney next from Brattleboro, Vermont, Roadshow number one at the Stone Church.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for...
Today, I'm pleased to announce we're working with Congress to invest $40 billion in our Pacific Islands Infrastructure Initiative.
The news.
We call it the PPI, anyway. It doesn't matter what we call it, but that's what it is.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
She was giving him... on the boat.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
LLJ Cool J.
On WEEI.
By the way, before we get to the news here in Brattleboro, Vermont, a quick thank you to Nick at Morehouse Made Sign Shop, which is in New Hampshire. Nick made this. Ken Laird is, or Amen Corner is displaying this really cool Greg Hill Roadshow sign behind me. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see that. So round of applause for Nick.
Good job.
And that's really cool. That's awesome. All right. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Police were monitoring Northeastern as pro-Palestine protests popped up on campus yesterday. Officers weren't letting non-students on the normally open campus.
Okay.
This happened right before noon. Police got it under control pretty quickly. They were able to leave the campus a little after 3. We can hear from Matthew Garchik, who is Jewish and spoke to WHDH about what protesters have been yelling at him while he walks by.
When I'm walking around, just some Jew, they yell at me, free Palestine. I go, what am I going to do? You go free. You can free Palestine as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, that would be, I mean, they could go there and help those but probably they have some sort of a spring concert coming up or something they don't want to miss.
Oh, and I'm sure that the people of Gaza would welcome them with open arms,
Yes, they would. Yeah. Do they have grief counselors there for when the police remove them?
I do not think so.
Okay, all right.
Nope.
And
Michelle Wu weighed in on police removing the Emerson encampments. Here's what she had to say on WCVB.
The issue was just around fire hazards that were being created with the tents and the public health and safety risks that were happening there as well. And so that was communicated over multiple days to school officials and from school officials to the organizers.
Okay, she's in a bit of a pickle there.
I have a quick question.
Yes,
maybe you could help me out with it, because it was interesting watching the coverage from Emerson and the amount of masks, COVID masks, that people were wearing.
Yes.
Now, they weren't wearing it when they were speaking to one another, but when a camera came close, they certainly brought it up to their nose. So I just wanted to know if they were worried about the particles from the cameramen, from the reporters.
It could be one of two things. Either maybe perhaps they think COVID is still an issue, or they don't believe enough in what they are doing to show their face because they feel like they might not get a job someday.
The best way I could put it, Courtney, it's like how when you meet someone, they say very nice things to you, but when they're anonymous, they're rude.
Right, yes.
That's sort of the microcosm of that.
That does usually happen. I just find it interesting. If you're going to protest for something, say it with your chest.
Yeah.
If you're so proud to be standing in solidarity with a terrorist organization, my goodness, just take your mask off and walk around.
Police in Kingston are looking for suspects from a smash and grab early yesterday morning. Now, this wasn't your normal smash and grab at a boutique or a Lululemon.
Yeah.
This was more intense. They crashed a stolen pickup truck into a gas station and then loaded up the ATM machine into the back of said pickup truck.
Okay.
We can hear from the owner of the gas station, Sunny Patel, on Boston 25.
He just pulled up, backed up, took the ATM, and gone, like, within 2 minutes. That's crazy. Like, they got some, got some confidence to be able to just do this, like, when everyone's going to work, like, kind of broad daylight.
Can you just get into an ATM machine, or is it you're maybe criminal?
I think we saw that in Breaking Bad.
I just saw the episode.
But
you love Breaking Bad.
Can you
thank me again for that recommendation?
It's good. Although I did say to Courtney last night, I'm having a tough time. Like, I've gotten through 7 episodes of season 2.
Oh, okay.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm at season 4.
The backup, like the non-star actors on Breaking Bad, maybe the best of any show I've ever seen. Like the, you know what I'm talking about?
Like Hank.
The peripheral guy.
Yes.
Yeah, Hank is phenomenal.
Jesse.
And
Saul's the man.
I mean, Jesse's kind of a star.
Saul is the guy. Saul and Mike.
Yeah, well, they did a whole spinoff series with Saul that you can watch.
Did you like that? Did you?
Better Call Saul.
Right.
It was good. Everybody tells me it's great, and I missed out. I couldn't get into it to start.
Okay.
But people love it. But you both love it.
Is it illegal now to rob an ATM, or is that okay? What is
it? No, you can get it. You can get it too, but you got to get the machine.
How much is going to be in an ATM machine?
I think they put maybe like $10,000 in there.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy owns a couple of them. I think it's like 10.
Of course he does.
I think it's like 10, maybe 15,000 they load up.
Wiki's got an ATM, guys.
We had some final rulings from Judge Beverly in the Karen Reed trial yesterday before it starts on Monday.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
How obsessed are you?
I am going to be
Monday.
Glued to the TV.
Oh, you're going to be away, though.
Yeah,
you're
but not gonna, you can stream anything nowadays. The trial will be moved into a smaller courtroom. We talked about this last week when the defense was worried about how some jurors were not going to be able to see folks taking the stand's faces.
Yeah.
They were seated kind of behind them, like juror 11 was behind them. So they are going to move it into a smaller courtroom. Judge Beverly said that it will still be able to fit the family's media, and that's not going to change at all. The other things that she's allowing testimony from O'Keefe's nephew and niece about alleged relationship issues, as well as text messages from O'Keefe about plans to end the relationship with Reed. Third-party defense allowed by Reed's team during trial, but not during opening statements.
Right. That's where they want to suggest that it wasn't Karen Reed who backed over him and killed him, and that it was somebody else.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's been no reference to ongoing federal investigations. She does say that the defense can revisit District Attorney Morrissey as a witness, but will not rule on it now.
Of course she's not going to. I mean,
did you see that back and forth where she said, why would you have to bring in Trooper Proctor.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, he was the lead investigator on this trial. Why would we not bring him
Something
in?
Stinks in Denmark.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching this very closely. Very closely.
Yep.
And we'll have Ted Daniel, our official correspondent in Commonwealth versus Karen Reed, on the show on Monday as they get to opening statements. So
correct.
That'll happen on Monday.
Do you think she gets off?
I don't know how a jury is going to be able to find her guilty, but crazier things have happened.
Yeah. Okay. Can we have Jackson do one day outside the courtroom to get audio?
I will be so jealous.
Yes, we can. Well, can we can have, we
me
can have
and
you
Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Jackson could be my cameraman.
Would you wear pink? Would you wear pink in solidarity? Or what would you? Because Ted Daniels got in big trouble for that.
Yeah, I think that you're supposed to stay.
As a journalist?
Yeah.
Are you a journalist? Is Courtney
not
a journalist?
Anymore. Not anymore.
Yes? No, okay.
Big J journalist.
Yeah. Thank you, Shime. cat owners in Utah have been reunited with their furry member of the family that they unfortunately accidentally shipped to Amazon. The cat was hiding in a box that they sent back to Amazon. And while she will be okay, she has gone 6 days without food and water.
Wow. What?
But cats can live forever without any type of food or water. It's nuts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's crazy. We can hear from Carrie Clark and her husband on KSL TV.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big-sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
It can't be that dear if you didn't realize.
Yeah, the cat didn't make any noise in the package, or the package wasn't moving. Or
like, that's insane.
I don't know. Of all the crazy changes to our world,
yeah,
nothing is stranger to me than doing something that stupid and then saying, I'm going to put this out there for the world to see.
Wow, that's social media for you.
Like, very true.
Why would you go? Like, if that happened before social media, you wouldn't go running down the neighborhood being like, I just put my cat in a box.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont. It is roadshow number one. And we'll get to the rest of the news next, including why science says if you're about to take a shower, not so fast. So we'll get to that, the rest of the news next with Courtney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.